I can't remember a time in my life where someone hasn't hated me. From a young child, I was labelled too loud, too wild, too much. Somehow, despite it all, it has never fazed me. Don't get me wrong, of course at times my ego has a pity party, but it's always been short-lived and the judgment of others has only fueled me to be even louder. I've survived childhood abuse, eating disorders, heartache, homelessness, substance abuse, and everything in between. Join me as I dive into it all and hopefully my rambles can encourage you to be your most outspoken self. Let's get controversial together. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Outspoken with the Controversial Queen. Now, today's episode, I think I've said it before, but I am completely winging this one. Usually, I'm just always winging it. I really don't know what other podcasters do. And maybe as time goes on, I'll start to look into that and have like an organized flow. But usually I'll sort of have an idea of the topic that I want to talk about, touch on it, like I'll read another blog. But I missed last week's episode and I'm feeling really sick this week. Hendrix and I have come down with a bug, but I'm determined to just put an episode out. So it is so unprepared. I don't know what we're going to talk about. I'm just going to dribble out whatever comes out of my mouth and it'll probably be a shorter episode. Now I'm hoping that next week I feel well enough and I can get my shit together. I want to have my first guest of the year. Hopefully she's available. I've got a beautiful friend, Alison, and those that follow along on TikTok would know her. She's my mod on there. She's a beautiful lady. She's got a story that I'd like to put out there on here and have her, you know, share her story or part of her story. So fingers crossed that can happen next week. But yeah, this week it's just been thrown together. Last week I can't remember what I was doing. I think the day just got away with me. I only get one day a week to myself at the moment. Last year I was getting 2 days a week to try and get on top of things, but our support worker has got offered another opportunity to do a different type of job, so she's only coming in once a week this year. So I'm finding it hard to just try and get everything done in that short time frame. So I think last week just got away from me, and then, you know, just days went on and I just couldn't be bothered. But yeah, this week Hendrix started coming down over the weekend with a little bit of a bug, and it was just a headache and he felt unwell, like he had an upset stomach. And Hendrix has had like a lot of issues with his bowel and stuff. So I just put it down to the heat, and he must have had a bit of dairy or something he wasn't supposed to have. And, you know, I then started to feel unwell. My whole body was aching, but I was doing a huge clean. We were supposed to have a house inspection on Monday. So then I just thought, you know, my body was getting exhausted from that and being so unfit and, you know, just aching muscles and stuff. But yeah, then I woke up and I was just hammered with this virus on Monday as well. So I was hoping it was short-lived, but Hendrix is still sick. I thought he'd wake up better today, but it's coming out from both ends now and he's just, yeah, not himself. And I feel like death. So we're just throwing it together. And yeah, unfortunately, I know we should have been at home in our bubble, but we still had things. Hendrix had been waiting for his orthodontist appointment. It had already been rescheduled. I didn't want him to miss out on that, so we had to go there. And then I was supposed to have some ultrasounds done. I'm trying to catch up on all of my life now. So, you know, as mums, we often take the back burner and, you know, cancel our own appointments to fit in the kids' appointments. And, you know, if something's come up or they're misbehaving, so we can't take them along. So I was supposed to have a breast ultrasound and thyroid ultrasound done a long time ago. So I've had issues with my thyroid and they have to, you know, check that, monitor that, make sure it's going okay. And because I've got other health issues going on at the moment, my doctor wanted to, you know, really push me to look at all of that sort of stuff. But yeah, it's just, again, I've had these referrals for months and months and it's taken a back burner. So I went to have, I think it might have been last week actually, that I was supposed to have the ultrasounds, and I went to my appointment and just before I'd got there, the ultrasound technician had gone off sick. So they had to reschedule it to this week. Then when I went into the appointment, I thought I had left my referrals with them, but obviously I didn't. They were like, we don't have your paperwork, so you can't have your appointment. So I had to like race out, ring the Women's Health Centre and ask if they could reprint them and send them over in time, because they said if they're not here in a few minutes, you won't be able to. And thankfully, God love whoever was working at the Women's Health Centre today. She was amazing. Like, she printed them out, ran to the doctor, got them signed, got them over. But because of the delay, we only had time to do one of the ultrasounds. So I'll have to go back in a couple of weeks to do my thyroid stuff, but the breast is done now. We can make sure, like a few years back, I've got a lump in there that they wanted to watch. We had it biopsied and that was fine. But yeah, so we just have to stay on top of that. We've got a family history of breast cancer. So I think it was all good. Should look all clear. So fingers crossed that's all good, because this year, I really want to make a solid plan to have my breast reduction. I have wanted a breast reduction for so long, so many years, and I started looking into it not long after I'd had, or Hendrix would have been probably 1.5, 2, and got a little bit sort of defeated with how much it was going to cost. And I spoke with a couple of the plastic surgeons around this area in Port Macquarie, so Coffs and Port Macquarie, because you can get it done through Medicare if it's deemed medically necessary, and I fit the category. So I'd gone to these surgeons and I was like, could you please try and get me done through Medicare? And each consultation, right, I would ring up and ask if they would do it, and they would say, oh, you'd have to come in for a consult first, and you're paying $300-$400 for your consult. And in that consult, they were like, oh, no, it's too hard. It's too hard to put it through Medicare. Like, it is hard, but they just obviously couldn't be bothered to deal with, you know, the effort involved, which was disappointing. And so, yeah, so I got sick of paying for all of these appointments when I couldn't afford to do it, because I'll be looking at $20,000, $25,000 if I pay out of pocket for a breast reduction, and it wasn't something I could do. So I started after I'd had Hendrix, and then, you know, forgot about it. Started again after I'd had Munro, forgot about it. And then after I'd had Morrison, you know, when I had my breast lump and everything and I was talking to my breast surgeon, he had said there was a woman moving to Coffs Harbour, another surgeon that was coming, and she would be able to do it through Medicare. I was like, that's amazing. Great. Like, put me in touch. I don't care about the wait. Like, I've waited this long, you know, I'll wait a bit longer. So I finally got an appointment with her and I started to see her, and she was happy to put it through Medicare. And, you know, she said, I'll have to go to the hospital. We'll have to, like, we have a meeting, we pick certain ones, and, you know, then we'll go from there. And she said, again, you'll be waiting, you know, 12 to 18 months. I said, that's fine. I really do not care. I just want to know that there's an end date. Like, mentally, I just want to be able to count down to something. And anyway, I went through that. She called me up. She's like, oh, you've been accepted. Like, you'll have to come in, do the paperwork. So I was like, so excited. I made an appointment. And then she started talking about my breast cancer history. And she said, I want you to have, like, you need to go and have the genetic testing done. And I said, oh, I didn't want to do the genetic testing. I said, to me, it doesn't matter. And she's like, yeah, but if you do it and you, you know, have the BRCA gene, we can remove your breasts and put implants in, and we can remove your uterus. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, I said, back up. I'm not interested in that. I said, I don't think, like, really, because we've got this history of breast cancer, that should have been my auntie's responsibilities. Like, they should have been doing that, especially the ones that actually got breast cancer should have been. I don't know why it didn't happen, but anyway. And I said, look, For me, I don't, you know, because a gene, like, it's going to tell you you've got a higher chance. It's not going to tell you you're actually going to get it or you're not going to get it. And I don't want breast implants. First of all, I don't want implants in my body. I don't want to remove my uterus. Like, you know, if that ever happens, that ever happens for me, knowing that I've got that other lump that, you know, they're fine with at the moment. My plan with my doctor and the other breast doctor, was that I will just go once a year and have regular scans and stay on top of that. You know, I don't. And she's like, got real huffy and annoyed. And she's like, well, I'm not doing a breast reduction if you're not going to do that. And I'm like, well, I shouldn't have to do that. I don't want to know that. Like, you wouldn't put that expectation on other women. Anyway, she went back and forth. She was really, really nasty. And she's like, I'm not doing it. Refuse to put me on Medicare. So that was like such a low moment for me, because I was so happy. It's like, you know, you're starving and someone offers you a piece of bread and rip it straight out from you. Like, I'm so desperate for a breast reduction. And it was such a disappointing to have that phone call and be like, yes, you can get it. And that bubble of excitement and knowing, you know, soon I could be pain free, and then her go, nah, not doing it. So I will have to wear the cost of it. I went and upped my private health insurance, and I have to now start, now that I've got this, well, once the doctor confirms that this ultrasound was fine, I can start making appointments with surgeons again to find a good surgeon, find one that will be affordable. And I think with the Medicare rebate that I'll be entitled to, because it is medically necessary, and with the private health, I'll probably be about $5,000 to $8,000 out of pocket, depending on the surgeon. So now I need to start making those steps to do that. And it's still a lot of money, and I don't actually know what I'm going to do or how I'm going to make it work, but I just have to make it work. I can't keep living like this. Like, it's such an inconvenience having really big breasts, and it's frustrating because so many women who don't have huge breasts are always like, you're so lucky. Oh, I'll trade you. I'd give anything for it. Like, shut the fuck up. No, they're heavy. That you don't fit in anything you wear. People think you're just trying to flash your breasts. You know, they're not fucking perky and upright boobs anymore anyway. So you just got this big fucking droopy, saggy skin hanging everywhere. Like, I get rashes underneath my back, my neck pain and my headaches are so bad. Like, it is just, it takes such a big toll on your body physically and mentally. I literally would rather nothing. Like, at times I've considered just fucking hacking them up myself, so the hospital's left with no choice but to do it. Like, it's just, it's overwhelming. So now that I've got that ultrasound, as soon as that doctor gives me the all clear, I'll start trying to make different appointments with different surgeons and having consults and finding the best one. And yeah, I don't care what I've got to do, a hustle. I'll fucking sell my ass if I need to. But I want that breast reduction. I need that breast reduction. And, you know, I guess I just have to trust the process. Everything for a reason. Like, if I had of, once I have that reduction, like, I probably wouldn't be able to breastfeed naturally. So, you know, if I had of been able to have it after Hendrix, I wouldn't have been able to breastfeed the next two, and, you know, potentially would have, you know, had my breasts grow back to their original size once I fell pregnant and things like that. So, obviously it all happened for a reason, and hopefully it is divine timing now and it's aligning and I can finally get that done, which it'll be I don't even know how I'm going to make it work, like, recovery wise with the three kids and stuff, but I've put it off for so long. Like, I cannot keep doing this to myself. So yeah, there's some big costs coming up for our family. Like, with that, Hendrix, we had his orthodontist appointment, and he's going to need a spacer, and then, well, he's writing out the treatment plan and he'll send it to us, but he definitely needs a spacer, and he's definitely going to have braces, potentially have teeth removed and braces, and hopefully avoid jaw surgery later on down the track. I'm pretty sure Munro is going to need braces. She has to have her consult. We're still waiting for her appointment, excuse me. And I'm supposed to have my own braces. So I need to, the only way to fix and correct my bite is going to be with jaw surgery. And I'm going to have to wear braces for 12 to 18 months, have jaw surgery, and then wear them another 12 to 18 months minimum. And I, again, over the years, so my mum didn't do this for me, which is infuriating. If my mum had a fucking bothered when I was younger, I wouldn't be where I'm at to with this. But yeah, I've tried to do it, and then things come up with the kids, and, you know, I make these appointments and I make these plans, and all these costs come up. You know, jaw surgery, you're going to be looking at $20,000+ for that surgery. I should be able to have that done through the hospital. Again, I have to go back. I tried to make a plan with the hospital before, but then it got too overwhelming because they were going to do the braces, but I couldn't at that time. This is when Munro was really bad with her skin as well. I couldn't commit to driving to Sydney, you know, every few weeks to have them readjusted and all of that jazz. So I need to find a surgeon that is not too far away now that I consult with, see if it's going to be done through Medicare, see if I'm going to be out of pocket for some of it. But, you know, the braces at the very least is where I'll be paying for, and that is a shit ton of money. So if all three of us end up with braces, it's going to be fucking very expensive. I'll need to hurry up and have my OnlyFans happening by then. But that's life, isn't it? We all have these fucking ridiculous costs thrown on us at times, and we just have to find a way to make it work. But yeah, anyway, so that's where we're up to at the moment. I was supposed to go to mental health yesterday. I don't know whether I'd updated on the podcast about where I was up to with that, but yeah, so I was supposed to have a an outpatient appointment at the hospital with mental health, and I was actually really looking forward to it. Just asking, you know, if they can give me a mental health plan and pointing me in the right direction to actually speak to someone and, you know, start to get that sort of stuff rolling. And I was going to get antidepressants. I was really set the other week. I was really set on, I want antidepressants. I think I need that to get through. And I potentially still do, you know, I don't know, but, the stars have aligned, and, I, now that my accounts are growing, I am often given other opportunities, and I was invited to this app for content creators where you can apply for jobs, you know, people that businesses and stuff that want someone to review their product or promote their product will advertise, and you can apply for the jobs. And there was this program that come up, a 12-week program around mental health and weight loss, like mindset and weight loss. And it just seemed perfect for me. And it was just, I just saw the ad after not long, or like a couple of days after I'd done my TikTok where I really broke down about the doctor being dismissive and not helping and stuff. So I was like, you know, the timing for this feels so right to me. And anyway, the lady contacted me, and yeah, she said, look, I think you are the perfect fit for this program. So her name's Casey, and I'm really, really excited to start this program. So today we have our first intake appointment. So, you know, again, like I said on my TikTok the other day, full transparency, I am being paid for it. But I'm also going to give an honest review. Like I feel, well, I can't do anything but give an honest review, can I? Because you guys have watched where I'm at. You've heard how I'm talking. You know where my mindset is. You have seen my weight gain. So in 12 weeks time, you're either going to see if I'm a different person or not. So I just think that's really incredible to be able to have that opportunity. And, you know, I even if I wasn't, like, I'm not getting paid a lot for it, but even if I was getting nothing, like, I'd be so excited to try this. So, I have my intake appointment today, and then next week we have our first session. So the program that I'll be working with is, the lady's name is Casey Dickman, and it's Heal with Casey. She is on Instagram and on TikTok, possibly has Facebook as well. I haven't checked that one out yet, but, I'll put her details in the description of this podcast, and, you know, stay tuned on my Instagram, TikTok, or even here, I'll update you and let you know how that's going. So yeah, it's about, you know, getting on top of your mindset and taking back your life. And she said it's like hypnotherapy on steroids. So I don't know exactly how it's all going to work, and I'm a little bit like nervous, like I'm worried, like what if I can't get myself into that headspace, because I find it really hard to meditate. But yeah, she's really confident. Like we went through, you know, a big question, like a lot of questions, and had a deep conversation, and she's really excited for me and thinks I'll get good results. So I'm really, really pumped to start that, and I'm really excited to be able to share it with you guys, because so many people, you know, have related to so much of my content anyway, and I've always briefly touched on mental health, but now that I've really been deep diving into this mental health and trauma and, you know, healing all of my childhood shit, so many more of you have reached out and thanked me and, you know, are so aligned with that and going through your own shit storm and, you know, really reciprocated well to what I've been talking about. So I feel really excited to be able to share it with everybody. And if this works, like that's going to be so profound for so many people. And it makes me so happy that I can do that. So I made the choice to not start any depressants yet. And, you know, again, I'm at a space now where I'm really aware of where I'm at mentally. And if I felt myself deteriorating, like I'm not, you know, going to be naive enough now to go, no, like if I need more help, I will definitely reach out to somebody. But just even speaking with Casey and looking into this program, I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. Like I genuinely feel good about it. And I feel like I'm in a strong enough place now to say, no, I'm not going to take antidepressants right now, because I want to give my all to this program. I want to truly speak from a place, if it helps, if this heals me and fixes what I'm going through and assists me get into such a better mindset. I want to say, you know, hey, this is because of this program, and not have it mixed with, well, I did also start antidepressants, you know, maybe that's that as well. So I feel strong enough to dive in, completely commit to this program, and then show you guys in 12 weeks where I'm at, show up for you. How am I looking? Did I lose weight? Am I in a good space? Like, I'm really excited about that and to see what comes. So I just quickly went on to her website while I've been waffling on. So what she does is rapid transformational therapy. RTT can be used to help many issues by harnessing the power of the subconscious mind. Together, we can discover the root cause of the issue and literally rewire the neural pathway so it doesn't come back. So RTT can be used to help a wide range of matters, including but not limited to anxiety, depression, self-esteem and confidence, weight concerns, addictions, anger management, compulsive behavior, phobias, habits, money and success blocks, physical pain, IBS and gut health issues, skin conditions, allergies, migraines, fertility, PMS, trauma, public speaking, performance in job, on stage or in sport, memory and sleep issues. So I'm super, super excited because I can tick off so many of those that I'm dealing with right now. So like the excitement I'm feeling is so crazy. So as next Tuesday, well, after I have my first session, I will jump on. So I arranged, because Tuesdays is the day I get to myself, and I've arranged to do my first session in the morning. It takes about 2 hours, and I wanted to give myself time to then be able to have a bit of a rest and then jump on and do my podcast then and let you guys know the process, how it went, what happened, how I felt, how I'm feeling now. So right now I'm feeling super excited, a little bit nervous, a little bit confused as to how it's going to work. Is it going to work on me? Like, can I get myself into a state of that, you know, comfortable feeling? But it's interesting. It's, it's exciting. So yeah, everything aligned for that. And I'm super pumped to be sharing that. What else is happening in our little world at the moment? We've been flat out. Munro is back at dance, so it's full swing for her. And Hendrix is back at dance, and he's increased his dancing now. So last year he was just doing two different classes, I think it was. And this year he's increased that to, he's added contemporary, and he's added, he auditioned for a hip hop rep team and he got that. So he's added that. So I think he's added another two or three classes. Morrison's added another class. He's doing JFH which is jazz funk hip hop. And he at first was a bit apprehensive about that. He's a bit, you know, hesitant with change and things. And, he did his first class and he was like, oh, it wasn't too bad. And then the next week he ran to it. Like, he was super excited. So, I'm glad that he's doing that. Boys have started back at karate, so they're really excited about that. They love their karate. What else? Oh, today, after we had the appointments today, Hendrix wanted to go to the shops and treat himself to this Pokemon box that was about $90 and out of his like work money. And I told him he could do that because I'm proud of how hard he's been working. And I still haven't opened up. He's got one bank account, but I still need to open up a couple of others, because I've encouraged him when he's got this money, I want him to put a percentage away for tax, not that he's paying tax at this amount, but I want him to get into the habit of doing that. Then I want him to put a percentage away that's long-term savings, put away a little bit that is savings for fun things, like, you know, another Pokemon box, and then, you know, he can spend, you know, $10, $20, whatever he's got left over a week, if he wants to, or he can choose to save that. So, so he wanted to go and get that box, and then we had to get him some new clothes. And coming into teenage years is bloody hard, with so many factors, but yeah, just the clothes thing alone. So he was whinging the other day, he's got no clothes and his drawers are overflowing. Right. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you have so many clothes. You've said to this before, we've thrown stuff out. And he's like, nothing fits, or I don't like it. I'm like, what? Anyway, so I made him pull everything out, and he kept literally like three shirts. He threw everything out. I'm like, are you kidding? He's like, oh, I don't like that anymore. So not long ago, he was really into anime shirts. He wanted to buy a heap of anime clothing. And, you know, they're not too expensive, but when you throw them all together, you know, it adds up. So he was getting them from JJ's. I think they're about $25 a shirt, which again, it's not too bad. But when you've got several, and one of the pants he got was like $70, I think. And anyway, so he threw out all these clothes, left himself with a few. He's like, yeah, I just don't like wearing anime clothes anymore. I'm like, okay, mate. And then all the other shirts he had, oh, I don't like them because it's got that print on it and that's not cool. And so then I was like, okay, where do you want clothes from? Like, what do you want? He couldn't tell me anyway. So we went and bought some new stuff today. It's just literally plain black shirts, plain blue shirts, plain green shirts. Anyway, and then he still wants more shorts, but he didn't like anything in the shop. So, yeah, he's getting to that age now where he's getting a bit more fashion conscious, but he doesn't even know what he wants. Like, he's obviously just figuring out his style, and that's going to be fun and expensive while we go through that little part. And he's had some big moods, and I cracked it the other day out the front of Munro's dance studio, and like, I won't go into what it was about just so he doesn't feel embarrassed, but it was, you know, typical teenage drama where it really wasn't a big issue, but he just carried on and then afterwards felt embarrassed. But that was the day that the doctor had said to me, you know, they couldn't give a shit and whatever. So like, my emotions were on edge. And I just fucking snapped out the front of dance. I smashed his phone. For anyone getting triggered by that, I'm the one that paid for the phone. So therefore, I feel like I can fucking smash it if I want to. his phone is only meant for him to take to work anyway. So that was stupid on my behalf because he needs a phone. Like, I bought it so I could contact him if I'm running late. So now I've got to spend more money and get another phone for him. But it's hard, man. Like, they've got some big fucking moods, and just the most illogical arguments come out of their mind. And you're just like, what the fuck? And I think it's really triggering for me because it's triggering for me when my kids carry on with really big first world problems. And, you know, I understand, like, they're kids and they're shifting through and they're learning, but because of my childhood, like, I instantly go into defense mode. Like, it really triggers me when I know, you know, I'm taking these kids everywhere. They do every activity they want. I buy them everything they ever want. I buy them all their favorite foods. Like, they're allowed to have whatever they want. And then they have these stupid outbursts. So then I'm like, wow, you just don't even know how good you've got it. Like, there's no way I would have gone on the way that they did. Well, by teenage years, I would have. By teenage years, that's because of whatever else was going on. But, yeah. But it's a brutal reality. So any parents out there listening, raising teens, man, I take my hat off to you. Godspeed. Send us love. I swear, when they're talking about, like, you know, oh my God, what's it called? Oh my God, I'm having a mind blank. What the fuck am I trying to say? Or birth control. when they talk about birth control and they try and warn teenagers or young teenagers about birth control, instead of giving them those cute little baby dolls that cry, they literally need to give them a teenager and say, this is how dumb and irrational you are. Like, do you really want to raise that? Because the baby years are easy, man. The teen, like, and I even thought that, you know, 3-4 was horrible, right? Like, we know we've got terrible twos, but 3 is teenager and 4 is like possessed by the devil, right? And then, like, it's full on. Oh, man, teenage years is something else. Like, I feel every parent that has a teenager needs trauma therapy daily. You need to just, it's hard. So because of his big moods and stuff anyway, like, we had issues with that before he was a teen, but we are trying to get linked back in with Headspace for him to go to on his own. But I'm also trying to get linked in with Interrelate so we can have counselling together and as a family, because his moods are impacting the other kids and, you know, it is triggering for me. But I also don't want to get triggered in those moments. You know, I want to make sure that I come from a place of love and understanding and, you know, hold back when he's having these outbursts instead of getting so triggered by it. But it's really hard. So I feel like I need some help around that. Sorry, I'm just having a drink of water. Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see how that goes. But I think this year is really a lot of healing for our whole family as a unit. There's so much that needs to happen there. I don't know if I've got anything else exciting to share. It's just been, you know, running around trying to get on top of life and take care of things. Today, while we were at the orthodontist, I said, oh, look, while I'm here, can I please make another appointment for myself to try and get to, because I've missed my last ones and they wouldn't let me because I'd missed those appointments. But those appointments, I think the last one of the kids ended up in hospital, and the appointment before that, what had happened? I got sick, or maybe one of the kids had a big outburst. I don't know. Anyway, I'd ended up missing two appointments. So I was like, cool, like us mums miss out on everything like that. It was beyond my control, whatever had happened as to why we missed those appointments. So I was a little bit bummed about that. But again, I'm going to trust the process and everything for a reason. I found a different orthodontist and I've made an appointment for myself with them. And maybe they'll be kinder and more supportive. So that's what we'll do. I really don't think my life is pretty just straightforward, back and forth after these kids. There's nothing to really, you know, update or report on. Homeschooling is going slow. I need to put a bit more effort into it. Like, we're still doing it, but they're still doing more than enough. It's just I put too much expectations on myself. Like, I want to do all these big and amazing fun things. So I feel like I'm failing when I'm not doing the things that I want to do in my head. So, you know, they're still doing all the basics of it, but I want to amp that up a little bit soon. I've started Hendrix with maths and English tutoring. The bigger he gets, like, we butt heads about a lot, again, you know, teenage years, but he's really struggled with maths. Well, he doesn't struggle with maths. That's a lie. He's really good at maths, but he gets in his own head. He puts himself down. He tells himself he can't do it. So then he just instantly puts up this wall. Can't do it. It's too hard, basket. But he's actually really good at maths. He's always been really, really good at numbers. That was one of his little autism things growing up. So anyway, because we butt heads, like, to save arguments, you know, I said, okay, we're just going to do the basic of maths at home and you with your schoolwork. And then if you go to a tutor once a week, you know, you can do the harder stuff. And we know that you're meeting those goals. So he actually was thinking he was behind in maths and was feeling a bit embarrassed and hard on himself. But she said he is exactly where he needs to be with his maths. So he's doing that and he'll do his English, because I never want them to fall behind in that either. Munro will start as well. So will Morrison. It's just when I can work out my bearings of money and time and fitting it in with everything. So while their work is a little bit easier, I'm okay to sort of delay that one for now. But yeah, so he will do that. Morrison's going to be starting back with a psychologist. I definitely want him assessed for ODD. He needs to get his formal diagnosis of ADHD because he was too young to formally diagnose when everybody was talking about it. We were supposed to start that last week, but I, being so overwhelmed, double booked myself. So we missed that. That was awkward. And it's funny because usually if I ever make a mistake like that, I'll say to the, you know, place, like, oh, you know, I'll try and think of a different story, because, like, you know, saying I'm dumb and I forgot sounds stupid. But I was on the phone to my cousin when I was like, fuck, I've got to email them and let them know. And she's like, I dare you to just be honest about it. And I literally was like, I'm really sorry. I have double booked myself. I'm so dumb. I said, I'm so overwhelmed. And, you know, I really should be taking Morrison to this psychologist appointment. But if I cancel Hendrix's tutor, he's going to crack the shits. And if he has a mental breakdown, I'm literally going to jump off a cliff today. I mentally can't cope. Like, I just, like, gave this fucking really in-depth, over-the-top honesty email. And they were probably like, whoa. But, so Munro had missed an appointment as well. She was supposed to go, but we've also found out she's got no more therapy funding with the NDIS. So that's another thing I have to do on my plate now, is put in another review that they still haven't gotten through and try and do that. But, yeah, they obviously felt sorry for me with my email, because they're like, oh, we're supposed to charge, but we're going to wipe the cost of this one. It's like, thanks. Sorry, I'm a mental case. I really need appointments there myself. But anyway, so that's I think that's basically where we're up to. We've still been getting HelloFresh, and I'm telling you, you need to get on it. One of the times I've got a code, use the code, even if you just do it for a week. It has been such a friggin' godsend. The pressure where I do not have to think of what's for dinner, go to the shops and buy all the dinner stuff. I'm loving it. You really have to just try, just 1 week of your life, use one of those codes and just give yourself a week's break of the drama of dinner shopping. It's amazing. Use that. So that's been really cool to do. I'm hoping that they want to do another campaign next month, fingers crossed. If we could end up doing, you know, a campaign every month for the rest of the year, that would be a huge help towards Hendrix's braces, like a massive, massive help. So everyone cross your fingers that that can happen. We got, I don't know if anyone's listening to this that saw my post about the water filter. I'm going to do another post either today or tomorrow about this water filter. We got given a water filter to try out, and I'm obsessed. I would spend so much money. I don't know how, if many of you have seen me and my Fiji water obsession, but I was spending so much money on Fiji water. And then that, you can't get that in Woolies now, which is ridiculous. So anyway, so I shifted over to Puro and Alka Power. Because I try to drink between 2 to 3 litres a day, and then I try and encourage the kids to drink, 1.5 litres. That starts to add up when you have that, for 4 people. So I'm spending so much money, and we've been trying this out, and it is so good. It is so beautiful. Like the water, I know it's hard to say water tastes beautiful, but it really, really does. And even the kids have noticed a difference because they're really enjoying drinking water. I'm watching them fill up their bottles a hell of a lot more, which is really good to see. So if you haven't, go over to my Instagram, check out that post, check out heading over. There's a discount code over there for that as well. I like about this water filter is you only have to replace the filter once a year. So somebody was whinging last night on one of my posts about the cost of the filter, the purifier, which is about, it's like $400 for the whole set. And then once a year you buy a new filter, which I think is like $60 or $70. But when you add up the cost, so they were like, oh, I drink Puro water. Well, we're meant to drink 2 litres of water a day. So times that, one box, say you're only doing that 5 days a week, which is 7 days in a week, but say you're only doing that 5 days a week, you're buying one box per person per week. It's like $520 at the end of the year versus, $400 on this whole system. And then every year after only costing, $60, $70. You're going to save money long-term. It's so much better for you. It's so much better for the environment. It's so much cleaner. It's just, I am obsessed. I'm converted. I'm a water filter person now. people have been saying for like years, go and get it. But some of the ones that I've used and tried to drink from, like they taste really, to me, not dirty, but like a clay. Like you can tell it's handmade and it's still got this off taste to it. But this one's really clean. And somebody had commented on one of my posts that their parents had one from over 15 years ago, the same place that makes them. And obviously they replaced the filters, but it's still held up. Like it's so durable. So that's one thing I love about it. I literally am obsessed with the colors. I want one in every single color. So I feel like I need to become a millionaire and buy several houses and put a different water filter in each house because I'm just not satisfied to have one, but it's totally impractical to have more than one in your home. Well, actually, it's probably not. We've got like a kitchenette downstairs, so maybe I can get one of the other colors that I love and put that one downstairs, and I can alternate which one goes up and down. I think I might do that, which is helpful anyway. You can never have too much water, right? Like what if we have extra people over and they want filtered water and they don't want to wait for it to be filtered? Anyway, I'm going to stop rambling now with absolutely no point in this whole podcast. You're welcome. Hopefully next week I can have Alison on. Alison, if you're listening, hopefully you are available next week. She's definitely keen to get on. It's just arranging a time that suits us. So, yeah, fingers crossed that we can have her on next week. She's got a beautiful, touching story. She's just an absolute powerhouse of a woman. She's so beautiful and amazing, and I'm so so thankful to have become friends with her and met her and crossed paths. But yeah, anyway, have a beautiful week, day, whatever. I appreciate the support. Once again, I'm always going to say it, so I don't care if you get sick of hearing it. I love everybody that, you know, is behind us in our journey. It's just beautiful. And happy Valentine's Day if you happen to catch this today. Happy belated Valentine's Day if you're listening later. All right, guys, stay tuned, and fingers crossed next week we have an amazing guest for you guys to listen to. Have a great day. Thank you all for listening to my podcast. Make sure you are following all of my socials. We've got Instagram with Sarah Mills _ amongst the stars. TikTok is Sarah Mills _ATS1 for now. Who knows until we get that one banned. YouTube is probably Sarah Mills amongst the stars as well. I don't know. Find a link tree. They'll all be in there. Thanks, guys.